Blog Talk Radio.
The Vanguard, Frontline United, Church in the Field. It's your boy Dito Green, Harlem, let's go. The process execution, get freedom and retribution. I feed them, clip the nooses, expose CNN is newsless. Jews is Eve rulers, they do too much and they jewelers. This cracker is the devil, Satan and the Yama do this. So we about to do this, we the rhythm of the movement. Got to keep the people moving in this fight, win it or lose it. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. From NY to the shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combine in the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. Y'all want that black Jesus walk? Hello, my listeners. That cracker in the trunk, that's what we give to our parishioners. You still a slave to your J-O-B? You a slave, and you can't see that I'm an African. I'm a African. God is done with the rapping gift. Got Harlem on my back and lift. Rapping players can't tackle this. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. From NY to the shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combine in the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. Freedom Fighter Cypher gave you hurricane relief. Spell hurricane with 3 K's, always acknowledge the beast. 1-900-FREEDOM is the number to call to learn what you do for elocution. Food for thought in this war. Protection was kissed by the sun with my guard and my gun. Every day I'm struggling not to crash before I'm done. Let's go. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. From NY to the shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combine in the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. Get up off your behind. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. I got Harlem blazing on east side location. Peace to brothers getting it between Malcolm and Adam Clayton. Standing between giants, do you get it when I say it? Consciousness awakening. Aim as well, chunks of falsification. Initiative to teach our own the work we give the nation. Black power action, keep my spirit in celebration. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. From NY to the shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combine in the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line.
Have integrity, but be free and say what you feel. Move the spirit into action, that's that church in the field. Congregate with the people, get the masses to build. Pray to God after prayer, we hold the church in the field. You can rest on the Sabbath, use your weekend to chill. The rest of that week is a battle we call church in the field. Let's go.
People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line.
From NY to the shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combine in the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind.
People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line. People, get your blood. This high, this where we unite on that front line.
Yeah. Now we gonna tell them. That is front. We tell them like this, yo. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm an African. Yeah, y'all like that shit, right?
Not no more. Man, mine is open.
I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm an African. I'm a. Let's get back to the gritty with spitting in my city. No more weak New Yorkers getting booed like Charles Smitty. Buffalo, Bar City, and full of velocity. It's so real, you get knocked out, spar with me. Jaws are sticky, two drags and it hit me. The best shit got me spinning like I'm sitting on frisbees. The black Bixby, I get green to fix me. Green slam to 60, blunt chunky is Monique. Occupation, right, my aggravation is survival. So either way, I'm a blast through stagnation. With fire hotter than explosions at gas stations. They have to evacuate the town in mad faces. The fumes of the truth, a free disease nations. I'm a platoon in a booth, see a crew and I'ma face them. Every song singing, my tongue is a sword slinging. Uncle Tom
rappers and crackers and think I'm playing. I walk strong, soul prints in the pavement, Panther staff, cooking in my kitchen, gun in the apron. The Constitution says we can, why we get cases? Maybe it's the color of the skin on all our faces. Think I'm working for wages? Your mind's outrageous. Can't work where I can't speak my mind and say shit. Gotta turn the other cheek while they work on my patience. I done worked another week, my boss be laying a patient. I ain't impatient, I ain't fucking with racists. When you tell it like it is, they ask why you complaining. Must be insane, in need of asylum. I see the ways of the world and you can't get it by them. Nope. Devil, you gotta fry him, he got venom inside him. Did you dirty right here, had you looking for Sodom? I'm not looking for problems, only way to resolve them. Killing my brothers with revolvers, would never resolve them. Yeah, I did this properly, verses keep getting popped on me. A man not concerned with the verse, get a drop on me. This man is concerned with assets, own property.
Yeah.
Due to seeking knowledge and stuff, I know it's not to be.
Yeah. Black and power, more than ads and dollars. First hitting like airplanes when they crash the towers.
Watch out.
Mine is a conspiracy, throw it up if you hearing me. Truth and dedication mean these devils is fearing me.
Yeah.
Open the book and take a moment to look. You call a cracker your friend, but I call him a crook. Continue to spit lead till my continent is fed. Two ways to leave the battlefield, victorious or dead. Made my blood shed till the streets run red. Die in the name of freedom, independence, and bread. Call me too black, I would call it a fact. It's me and green. Connect like train cars on the track. I'm a cycle or the street. For the safe mark, my target. I'm a sniper on the beat. See the pig and I'm a spark em.
Get em.
Black em with something, something. Blade cutting like southern fucking. Weather pumping something. More drunk up the southern comfort. I'm in Times Square right before the apple drop. Starting the revolution. Get it popping like snapper pop. You forget about your people when you at the top. Cut the head off a traitor. Execute them while the cracker watch. I'ma slay you. Jesus won't save you. Cause you declared loyalty to those who enslaved you. The sequel to Pompeii while puffing that Bombay. You a snitch, you be speaking through the wild like Kanye. Jake in his back, you can chase with the axe. Remove the mask, the young Khalid Muhammad Iraq. The whole nation of black feeling safe in the trap. Your own people wanna kill you when you stating the facts. Black people sign enough to go and fight in Iraq. The same government tried to kill you by supplying you crack. Me and Deedle Green, we just supplying you tracks. But it's more than just crap, the black messiah's back.
Yeah, I'm an African, I'm an African. I'm an African, I'm an African. We some Africans, we some Africans. We some Africans, we some Africans. We ain't hustlers no more, baby. Wake up, black people, black power. Ayasa, United Front, we out.
Peace, 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 peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Online. This is our Liberation Friday episode. And welcome to the platform. Our Warrior King, Suave, Boss in the building. And phone number to call in family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1. With your questions, with your comments, with your shout-outs, with your acknowledgments, whatever you have. Tell a friend to tell a friend we're on live with our brother, Squad Boss, RBG Boss Mentality. So we're going to get into that. But before we do it, we're going to read our daily word from NYSI Sim, the calendar of revolutionary daily thoughts by 21st century scholar and esteemed elder warrior, Dr. Nwali K. Bomani Baruli. Make sure you go to www.akabinhouse.com. Again, www.akabinhouse.com. Over 23 books, hundreds of lectures on African sovereignty, African manhood, African family, building strong African families. So again, 20 years, him and his wife, Mama Inia, have dedicated their life and service to Africa Center Home School for the past 20 years, Akabin Institute. So make sure you go and support, buy a book, buy some lectures, get some information, and you know, support those who support you. And read from February 15th. We can run, but we can't hide from the relentless pursuit. We must fight. We must find new ways to heighten our defense mechanisms. We must meditate, eat right physically, mentally, and spiritually, and we must draw on the energy of our ancestors. This is from my brother, the Black Dot. So So let's get into the breakdown. What has become of the Negroitis and the Vernon Jordan disease is a state of insanity that erases color. This is unintelligible because congeniality colorblind individuals take no pleasure in their impairment. They see no great glory in missing or dismissing an enlightened dimension of sight. No doubt some people see colorlessness in humanity because they are truly mentally blind. Having color while trying to be colorless is a most conscious and cowardly act. Great effort is placed on accomplishing a complete separation of the African from the Africans, as the Africans, in chronic denial of his or her revolutionary legacy, chooses to be tethered to the European way. Such colorless individuals are known the world over. In some places on the continent, they are called compradas. In other words, they are simply called what they endeavor to become, whites or Europeans. Here in this society, we knowingly mark them as Negroes, Negroettes, Oreos, Black Anglo-Saxons, Black Whites, Toms, Uncle Toms, Sellouts, and the other unmentionables. Affirmation, I am African, culturally joined to all Africans who are themselves. So that was a reading from Inya Sasim, Calendar of Daily Revolutionary Thoughts by esteemed warrior elder, Dr. Nwale Cableman in Burundi. Make sure you go to www.akabinhouse.com to get these books, to get these lectures. Without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, today's guest here on Do Now's Radio, our warrior brother and esteemed father from the Dad Gang, my brother, your brother, our comrade in this revolutionary struggle, Squad Boss, aka RBG Boss Mentality. Let me get these bombs together for my brother.
Squad Boss.
You already know, Black Power, Black Power. What's good, big bro?
Black Power. Honored to have you on here.
In the building. That's what's good, man. Shout out to Black Dot, man. Shout out to Global African, man. Hey, bro. Shout out to Disney Knowledge.
Shout out to Suave Boss. Snap off. What's happening?
Boy, Suave Boss, man. It's Snapping Off Entertainment of The Argument League off of YouTube, man. S-U-A-V-E-B-O-S, Brother of the Struggle, man. Black Power, holding it down in the Midwest for our soldiers. What's good, big bro, man? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm good, man. It's Liberation Friday, you know what I'm saying? February 15th, Black History Month. A lot going on today. A lot supposed to be decided today to see what's happening, so we'll see what's going on. And we keep our eyes on the prize and moving forward. We always start off with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to our listening audience. Family, if y'all are, you know, listening remotely and y'all want to go check out the channel, shout out the channel real quick where they can view, because we're doing a simulcast.
It's called The Argument League, Suave Bosses, The Argument League. You can type that in, SUAVEB.O.S. The Argument League on YouTube. You'll see the boys. Subscribe, man. Check out the past errands and sharing. Get the interest up. Appreciate that, man. I just want to say, indeed, today is my daughter's birthday, so shout out to Yana, Mom. I got to do that. Today was the day that I got gifted. One of the greatest blessings I received. I just want to give an honor to my mother and my father and their mother and their fathers that gave birth to them so that they may create me. And so that's why I'm here today, man. So I appreciate you giving me time on your platform to spread light to what I feel is important for our people and the condition that I'm in right now, and you know what I'm trying to functionate with. That's what it is, big bro. I'm from Gary, Indiana, man. For all the families that don't know me, man, I'm from Gary, Indiana, right? And I'm in Indianapolis now, so I'm an Indiana boy, native, born and raised, and It is what it is, man. Black Power following in the footsteps of the greatest, you know, Treaching the Movement, Marcus Garvey, and all of our brothers from that side of the struggle, you know. Just trying to get all our people to make all things the great migration, you know. So as an introduction to that, I just want to put people, you know, put that buzz in people's ear that I am down for the great migration, where we all decide what part of this nation that we in, we're going to concentrate our numbers in order to influence ourselves firsthand. And, you know, have our next few generations born into a society that is not latched on to our oppressors, you know, monetary system in the way that they meant for it to be. I want to be able to utilize on, you know, our ability to suffer and sacrifice right now so that our future generations will have more and greater. A lot of these amenities and luxuries that people have gotten used to, we need to, you know, make a sacrifice on that so that our kids won't have to sacrifice so much different own these things, man. So that's a slight introduction on your boy, man. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Hope y'all call in and chop it up with me.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about your spiritual journey. You know what I'm saying? How did you become this RBG Squad boss with this RBG Squad boss mentality? You see, I'm just throwing the name in there for, you know, for a reason over here. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So tell us your journey.
You gotta have that, man, and I appreciate for that title. I recognize the greatness in it. I say when the towers fell, man, when the towers fell, I fell from the matrix, and I started studying who they said the enemy was and reasons why they said the enemy was that, and then I found out that the world that I was contained in was an illusion, you know, stage play. And I had caught the act of slipping, you know, which we often do. But you know, you fall for the okie doke when they come back with the recovery, you know. But this time it was greater than that, and so I noticed that it was something bigger than ourselves. So I had to really just continuously study and bring myself closer to the truth, and started, you know, paying attention to people that had like minds like me, and you know, like interests. And of course, the struggle, you know, all of our brothers and sisters in the struggle that recognize that they're in there. And so that led me directly to Black Power, you know, the RBG. It was no other choice. It's not even comparable, you know. So that's where I'm at, man, to sit up here and stand on the shoulders of the ones that paved this road before us in order to continue to pave it for the ones that's coming after me. So that when I rest, I feel that when I come back through, whatever wound I come back through, it'll be better for people like me, man. But, yep, that's exactly what happened.
So who were some of your earliest influences, like when you started your research? What particular, you know, what were some of those early books, some of those early lectures, or just some of those earlier influences that got you sparked?
Well, I must say one of the most important influences that did break that cultural border for me was the brother Leo Muhammad. And speaking part, I caught him speaking the truth to the people. I could not settle to speak another lie. I could not settle to do any less than what that man was doing right there in that part in front of them people. And so ever since then, my back been straight, man, and my voice had a little bit more unfinished because I was missing something I didn't even know I was missing. So I must give it to him, you know. And, of course, Shahrazad Ali, I want to give props to her because the sister touched me in, you know, a personal way and let me know that I wasn't crazy when it came to our sisters. And that's one of my biggest focal points because without our sisters, the men are nothing, you know. So I'm letting you know that now. Like, if we have no righteous women, there will be no righteous men. So with us losing our women to the church, all types of different institutions of aid and stuff like that, we really lost our point of interest. So we went. I went. You know, Shahrazad Ali, shout out to her. And then I got to go right to Dr. Ben, Dr. Sabi. You know, Marcus Garvey, man. When I came up on Marcus Garvey and what he did, It was like I was reading the Bible. This could not have happened in the same land that I was on. This could not have happened. Something this great and a man this awesome could not have traveled the same roads that I'll be able to travel. So all of this is like tearing down the walls of what I thought was reality when I was limited by what people was defining me as. So I came to the point that we had it. We had it, you know. So shout out to Marcus Garvey, man. And then it's just soldiers that put up with, you know, Patrice Lumumba, Steve Biko. You know, it was people that put up with things. You know, Winnie Mandela. I was like, man, this go on and on, bro. But I swear, all of them just set me right, and I soaked in what I need to soak in. Shout out to Baba Dick Gregory, man. You know. We needed to hear certain things. Shout out to Khalid Muhammad. We needed to see certain things. You know what I'm saying? And they stood their ground and said, I'm not going to let this happen without y'all seeing this visual. And so, man, shout out to the whole Black Power Nation, man. That movement right there, them brothers who in our eyes was kids. If you looking at it right now, it was like, man, they were supposed to be children, man. Like, these brothers were so young in their life, and they was doing, like, it was incredible. These were superheroes. These was real-life superheroes. And so I must give it up to Fred Hampton, man, who, you know, said, you know, white power to the whites and brown power to the browns, red power to the reds, yellow power to the yellow, and black power to the blacks. And that whole checklist has been checked off except for the blacks. And so we remain here screaming Black Power. Yeah.
Okay. Check him out, boy. That's a unique journey right there. Many people don't have the connection to someplace, I would say, like the UK in Black Power, not knowing that that's a very, very, very long history going back to as early as, I would say, you know, the Haitian Revolution. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, you fast forward a little later, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and, you know, many other brothers and sisters, like all of our great minds have, in some way, shape, or form, gone on to the UK. You see what I'm saying? Around the time of the uprisings with the Maroons and things like that, there are connections and early roots in Jamaica, you know, going to the continent, going to London, and also to Canada. There's a lot of roots there. So, you know, for you to pull out Leo Muhammad, you know what I'm saying? That's a great ode, you know? That's a great ode. Like, we have Black History Month here in the Americas in February, and they have Black History Month in the UK since 1995 in October. So, you know, they have their traditions, we have our traditions, and we have a long-standing history in regards to, you know, our connection. So, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, a term like global African supremacy, we truly are every place on the planet, every place. So, and wherever we are, we continue to do what we're supposed to do. So let's get into this other talent skill that you snuck in on me. You understand what I'm saying? I had to hear through the grapevine, through the radio background in regards to your MCing skills. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did you start writing? You know, how did you get into it? You know what I mean? Let's get into that.
Well, honestly, like many of our brothers, I believe, I could say almost all of us, I've been writing and so forth since I was a child in elementary. You know, I remember my first line was, if you want to know. And I would just say that, if you want to know something, if you want to know. And my brother told me, stop repeating yourself. So I started setting up bars and stuff like that. But I got into poetry once I got into schools, you know, sending poetry to my teachers for the assemblies and stuff like that. I got into freestyling with my brothers once I fell from my home to the streets, you know. And then I say about 1998, 1997, I hooked up with a brother named Bingo from Fifth Avenue and Gary on the Snapping Off, and I've been snapping off ever since. We were just a small group of guys. My side was coming from Ivanhoe Projects, and they side was coming from Fifth Avenue, which, if you know about Gary, like them two, sets that don't particularly get along with each other, especially at that point in time. Like right now, it's all love, but the Jets have been torn down. But, so I got into it with them brothers, and the brother Beats was cold, and I feel like it matched my passion for the music. So, due to the fact that he knew how to actually play tunes. And so I fell in love with that writing style, man, and we've been clicking ever since. And trying to do our thug business. We get ourselves on the radio and expand to the internet and turn our hobby into a monetary, condition that we can actually secure ourselves off of. Or at least, add some type of sense of security. Yeah, but shout out to Bingo on the track, man. Shout out to Snapping Off, man. G.I. Stand Up. Whole Midwest, man. E.C. Hammond, East Chicago. It don't even matter, man. Porter. All of Lake County, man. Stand up. Yeah. Shout out to Nat right there, man. He got dusty down there.
Hell yeah. Let's give him a little trizak right here. Let's give him one. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold the other one. We're going to give him one. If they're good enough, they might be able to get this other one. Let these folks know you ain't just lip servicing out here. You see what I'm saying? You ain't running around here with leather leggings on and shit. You understand?
Oh, no, man. Definitely not that. Man, I feel like stuff is coming out from my direction, man. So it's only a few, that's messing with as far as Thug. Got a Seesaw and other brothers like that. Shout out to the, MCG. Really did that. I think we the toughest coming out of direction.
All right. Let's get this right here. You got a question, you got a comment, you got a shout out, you got an acknowledgement, you got whatever. You want to chop it up. With RBG Squad boss mentality, call in 929-477-1755. For the folks that's other folks that's out there listening, that link is in the back chat along with the call in number in case I said it too fast. All right, let's get it.
G-A-R-I-N-D. Nigga, listen. I said G-A-R-Y-I, and I know. My city, yeah, hella hot. Every block, yeah, hella cop. Every stop, yeah, hella fun. Niggas really don't know if they going to hell or not. I got more problems right now than my niggas have ever got. And I truly believe that shit that would never stop. Tell me where my G's at. Out there someone getting popping, later someone getting shot, tomorrow someone getting knocked. Damn, shit just worsens and worsens. Swear to God, the devil just spoke to me in person. My daughter's out here twerking, sons out here murking, daddy's out here hurting, the mama's out here suffering. Hustling, took us nowhere. Still we out here grinding, hoping that it goes there. If you wasn't from there, why would you ever go there? Knowing that we out here on our own, damn, I know. G-A-R-I-N-D. G-A-R-I-N-D. Damn, nigga, I said G-A-R-Y-I, and I know it hurts. 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 I know. I know. Nigga broke, disgusting, nothing really to look at. Something to lock the fuck up and throw the fucking book at. Weak nigga, some soft as fuck. Throw that dope, they wait on and watch him harden up. Yeah,
Gino, crack make killer. Something that you missin', probably wouldn't feel, but I'ma speak the real, cuz that right there's my deal, cuz. And this right here's my field, cuz I got shot in my wrist, in my back, in my leg. Could've easily been my dick in the back of my head. I fell off, but I'm swap out, and so I'm back on my bread. Turn your back on the pack, now you act like you scared. That's a sidebar, but this is what I grind for. What I did my time for, my GDs and my vice lords. It's hard on the neutron in my city, man. That's probably why no neutrons rhyme with me. Damn, I know. G-A-R-I-N-D. Motherfucker, I said G-A-R-Y-N-D. I know it hurt, 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 I know, I know, I know, I know. Look, you glorify that murder life, right? See your niggas getting murdered, right? And then you brag on how you sold dope, but you was straight, we sold dope to make sure we didn't go broken. When we didn't hide dope, we got up there and sold, so that right there should tell you, my city has no hope. Wish mama wasn't on crack and daddy spent some time with me, but we can't find daddy and mama spending time with me. Yeah, bitch, this right here is my city. You, nah, nigga, you come take a ride with me. Why? Cause you gon' end up in a cell out here, or just another smell out here. Tell your family, ain't nobody gon' tell out here. Man, please act like it ain't real out here. And if life is a fucking test, I fucking confess that my city is failed out here.
Yeah. That's playing right there, man. That's that one track right there, man. Based off my city, Gary, G-A-R-I-N-D, G-A-R-Y-I-N-D. No, my city, man, up, man. The rest, let you know that, man, we the same father, we got the same father. And, you know, all of us ain't falling victim to it. Some of us is able to stand in the middle of it and still, you know, rise above it, bringing in that, you know, aspect from outside, because, you know, that's just what it is, finding it within yourself to be better than your environment, despite the fact that it's easier to be worser, you know.
Man, I hear the hunger, I hear the pain, I hear, you know, the passion, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's other things, you know, outside of just, you know, the lyrics that you hear. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're hearing, you know, this sound. It's a sound. Everything is a movement unto itself. So it kind of congeals together like blood. You see what I'm saying? And that warrior spirit pumping through your veins. You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm with you. I'm here. I'm in the mud with you. You see what I'm saying? But you don't got to go this way at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Like, we got a way for us to go. It's a certain direction, path we're going with. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I see everything, you know, in it, you know, from a holistic type of standpoint. You see what I'm saying? And it's slapping, how they say on the West Coast. That's that slap.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah, it's definitely a frustrating cry of anger, you know. It's a lot of emotions in that, but it's definitely a war mentality and the ability to combine our numbers and push forward, man, because that's our strength. Our people are our greatest resources. And if we get them like minds together, I mean, that is what we're looking for. That is exactly what everyone is looking for. They may call it different things and all of that, but it's only going to come when we come together. Once we recognize we want and we put all else down and re-huddle and start moving as one, whoo, threat. Yeah, like that, threat.
So what's the studio session like, man? Give me something. You know, every artist got one of them wild-ass studio session stories, man. You know what I'm saying? So give me something. Give me a little something. Don't give me too wild. I'll
be the first to let you know that I'm one of the lame ones in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had no wild night in the studio or nothing like that. But I definitely enjoy the studio and love it, have a passion for it with the brothers that I go to the studio with. It's like we could do an album in a weekend. You know what I'm saying? If we were just left up to ourselves, it's just like that. The choruses come, the verses come, the beats come, the energy's there. We charge, man, the whole connection. Like, we could rip in and out of each other's verses. It's, like, it's awesome. Like, that's something that I think people need to see and know that it's happening, because the way that they're marketing hip-hop right now, man, is they selling trash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can take it how you want, but the brothers that we got in the game right now, I know that they have better music than that, that has more of a principle. But when you send your album up to people who don't have the same mentality as you or the same interest in you, mark off all the positive songs and tell you, you need more songs like this that's talking about this. You need more songs with brand slogans and slang and this, that, and the other. And then you're forced to do that in order to cut the check to market availability. And it's like, what can they really do? You know what I'm saying? Like, they not finna turn down the security of their family to speak to a certain group of people and just ignore, you know, a whole part of the nation that really don't give a damn about that. So, shout out to them brothers, man. I know it's tough in their game and it's hard in their game, but, like, we really need to get back to the passion and music that charges us and stop trying to, you know, forever live off the low vibes, because that's just not a good look for our people, man. We got to have that balance. We don't have that balance. We don't have the Q-tips, the Talib Kweli's, you know what I'm saying, the Black Thoughts. Like, we're supposed to have an abundance of that, you know, but it's like that continues to be underground or, you know, non-mainstream, and that's a shame, because the mainstream has such an influence on our people. I just know if they let that play out like it was going to, like they saw the impact it was having on us, and I feel that's why they diverted what hip hop was and turned it into this rap or whatever you want to call it now. But that's my studio moment, man, right there, man. Just every time we rip in there, we enjoy ourselves. You know, we got our vices and we sit there and it's like a heaven, man. Like a sort of a heaven, man, and just to be able to come out of there and see your creation. And then to see people accept it and ride past banging it, that's the feeling that you ever, ever, ever get tired of when somebody roll past playing your music. You know, it's one thing for you to play your music, but when somebody else unexpected, it's like, wow, that's real, you know? But yeah, you might want to talk to Bingo or somebody like that if you want some wow, shit. But no,
I want to know too well, you know what I mean? Because I'm always interested in the story behind the story. So, like, the recording process is always, there's always something that's in it. You see what I'm saying? Like, for me, when I say wild, I mean, like, you know, something that cats wouldn't even know. You see what I'm saying? Like what you just explained was, like, Styles and Jadakiss in the studio. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they knew each other so well that they would just leave gaps. They wouldn't even say nothing. You see what I'm saying? So most of the time when you heard that back and forth, you see what I'm saying? Like almost that line for line, they had that shit down to like damn near word for word. They could go word for word with each other. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, Raekwon and Ghost had that same type of chemistry. You hear Red and Meth with that same type of chemistry. You see what I'm saying? So to where you like, ooh. And the hunger, too. You see what I'm saying? Because it's still, like, you know, within the group dynamic, it's still like, nah, you ain't about to shit on me on this joint. You understand what I'm saying? So it's still, like, some kind of, you know, connection right there. You know what I mean? Like, we had Killer Priest on here one time. And Killer Priest, you know, I was wondering about his verse on Fourth Chamber. You see what I'm saying? I was like, yo, Fourth Chamber, because I know he came up as a battle MC. You see what I'm saying? And he was like, I was like, yo, Fourth Chamber, who was you talking about? You know what I mean? I know your battle history. You see what I'm saying? He was like, yo, funny story. He said, I walked in the studio and niggas was talking shit. So I just got on the track and killed everybody in the studio. You understand what I'm saying? But you hear that shit, you're like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that is nuts. You see what I'm saying? So just like, you know, different stories like that. I'm always looking
for the story within the story. And you just, you know, explain boom bap hip hop at its core height. You see what I'm saying? That, that essence. Right. You see what I'm saying? How it's supposed to be. What?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I get that. The meanest combo I seen is Method Man and Busta Rhymes, man. That right there, man, that's energy. So yeah, I see that whole, but like the thing was snapping off, man, like I said, it was like we were like two different clicks. Like the dudes that I was messing with that was from Ivanhoe 26 and Lincoln, they was messing with Bingo, Sin and Playboy, who was from Phil Five. And they called me in. Like, we with these brothers. We knew them from the old studio. We want you to come through and let them hear you. So I went through, bust the freestyle, did my thug. This is when they was like, dang, that's cold. So we stayed. Well, we started, you know, picking up steam, started performing every weekend. We was performing at a different club in Gary. With Out of Order, Thugged Out, MCG, Grind Family, you know, that feels real with some brothers like that. Shout out to Wizard Ass, shout out to C Murder, Scoop, Soup. But yeah, then it got to a point, man, people started clashing. And, you know, I'm not with none of that. So I falls back, you know what I'm saying, every time. And we ended up coming from the club, going in the club over 10 deep, you know, to the point where everybody fell out with each other and Bingo came to me, you know, like we wanted to do something, man, or it's over with. And so with him making the beats, you know, me having a knack for choruses, we went into the studio, man, and we completed a whole album called The 219 Boys, you know, and that was like the defining moment and snapping off. And it was like, yeah, we could do this. Like, it's for real. You know what I'm saying? We're not just scrubs or, you know, dudes that just was playing with it. Like, we actually create and manifest things through this. Because, I mean, we came from, you know, having it at the point where, like, the label was almost through to having the best album ever put out, you know what I'm saying, in that area. So it's like, it's jiggy, man. But yeah, shout out to Bingo, man, and Ken Folks and all of the brothers that was with us, man, Louie and, you know, Playboy Sin. Yeah, so yeah, that studio thing is an experience, man. I'm just hoping to turn it into something that I can, you know, expand on. You know, they like to wrap a lot of brothers up. I feel like this is one of the arts that, you know, you are not allowed to mature in. Like, you can sing forever, you know, even let you dance forever, you know, as long as your knees and your ankles can take it. You can do country music forever, you can do opera forever, but it's like rap is the one thing they try to put the age cap on. Like, as soon as we start getting age and maturing and start getting wise, they don't want to hear from you no more. They want to hear from you in your ignorance and your youth. You know what I'm saying? Why you supposed to be using that to do something else? They give you this false illusion of accomplishment. But yeah, I think that's crazy that they try to put that cap on there. As soon as we start becoming gods and started learning and getting them experiences that define you, and before we get that game to the youngsters through the music, you know, they divert it. It's not marketable on the radio. It doesn't sell ticks out the Coliseum, and that's wild to me. That's wild to me. Shout out to Do the Knowledge, though, man.
And this is the safe haven. You understand what I'm saying? This is the safe haven for our arts, our sciences, our culture, our STEM, our STEAM, our esteem, our pride,
mm-hmm.
our cultural reconnection. You see what I'm saying? And the dominant culture detoxification center over here. This is the drop squad right here. You understand? So, yeah.
There it is. Yeah, I'm all about self-defining. That's what's up.
That's it. I mean, that's what Black Power is, to define and defend what's in the interest of Black people. You know, to define,
exactly.
Support, and defend all that's in the interest of Black people. You see, so if folks don't think it's a definition or it's just a colloquial term that can just be used and associated with everything, that is, yeah, yeah. nothing about Black Power is anti-Black life. I'm going to say that. That's all I'm going to say. All that other shit, y'all can have it. You understand what I'm saying? So nothing about Black Power, no behaviors, no characteristics, no traits, no aspects of it is in support of anything that is anti-Black life. Period.
Hell no. That's bigger than everything. Nothing can cause division, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing can divide that when you under that true Black flag of Black Power. All other flags fit up under that. And that's who our people is right now. We need to recognize the experience that we went through and define ourselves and put a mark on this world. Because right now, the way I see it, real talk, that right now is our history. You know what I'm saying? And we already went back to areas and came up with these white characters or made white characters out of the people that actually existed. And then they went back and now they actually represent Egypt. In their movies and in their games and in their commercials, you know, all of these people are white, so they really writing us out of history. And now, even in the school books, they're taking out slavery and saying migrant workers. So 2,000 years from now, our ancestors are going to read that black for a better life.
Your mic breaking up a little bit, Swat.
Oh, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear now.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. I was saying, yeah, because right now, in 2,000 years, our kids will be able to read and study that. Black folks came to America as migrants to work for white folks. You know what I'm saying? During the time of the King James Bible, that was, you know, defining Jesus as white and Moses as white and all these other characters as white. In a time where they was displaying ancient Egypt as white. So it's like we had no problem with that. Like we just blended right in with it and agreed with them. So we really need to do something to set a definition for ourselves and leave a mark on this world for ourselves, because they really are writing us out. There's no acknowledgement to black people. It's all another term that they come up with. And I tell people, man, black was that term that we grabbed and we fought back and we started finding ourselves and we started experiencing, you know what I'm saying, manifesting experiences that we wanted to, and not just helping other people build their dream and bring their stuff into fruition. So you really can't compare nothing to that, man. You cannot let that black movement perish, no matter what it turned into, if you know, because terms change, names change. Right now, the black people need to come together and fight for black people that had the freedom to define themselves, even if you want to be defined as anything outside of that. At first, we must get out of this black condition. So, if you feel you're indigenous or Israelite or whatever you may feel you are, you're here, you're black. So, fight for the people like you so that you can get up under this term and define ourselves for what we truly are. But right now, this is what we are. So I just need people to really see the grand scheme of things and the magnitude of things when black is not making an imprint on the world, and the only way that they represent it is through rap songs and ignorance and homosexuality and movies and TV shows and stuff like that. We have no Fred Hampton figure. We have no Patrice Lumumba figure. You know, we have no Marcus Garvey figures. And so do those people even exist to them when, you know, in their history books and this, that, other man is crazy. We're going to have to do something to define ourselves, self-sustain ourselves. And that's what I'm on, man. That's what I'm trying to bring a light to. That's what I'm trying to break the crust from so that people can actually acknowledge that it's real, that it can happen, that it can happen. But black people are going to have to do something that turns this country on its head in order for us not to be, because they, I feel like, you know, they're going into space. Like they're going to be populating other planets. And by the time we even figure whether Earth is round or flat, they're gone. And we're sitting here on a half-eaten apple core because all the resources being used to civilize and build homes for them on other planets. So we really got to get it rocking, man.
Black power. Black power. All right, so let's get into this swap boss argument league. Let's hear the story.
About the argument league?
Yeah,
shout out to the league,
what was
man.
The motivation, the inspiration?
The argument league.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with the
Yeah, well, you know, I've been building on YouTube with brothers for a while now. I've been building, and I came across Suicide H29. Make sure y'all check him out, subscribe. And he introduced me to Gold Mine of Gold Mine Tree Tribe TV. Make sure y'all subscribe. And so building with him on this platform, I found out that he was in a debate league called the Solar Vision Debate League. And he said, you know, join. So, you know, reading the energy from my brother, I agreed and I joined and, you know, got in the debate league, set up some debates, and we would build after the fact. We would build, and I was like, man, all y'all do is argue, because they say on a religious system, I'm like, all y'all do is argue. I'm like, I'm going to start me a league called the Argument League. And so I went and I started another channel, and I changed to the Argument League, and I started building on it. You know, got a little bit of traction. And so the actual owner of the debate league, Solar Mind, created Solar Mind Debate League. He called me and was like, I got another channel. This was In the Black Media, IGBM2. He said, I'm not doing nothing with it, man. I want you to run it. I'm like, you know, what, with the Argument League? He was like, yeah. So, you know, I caught the big league's attention. So I went over to his platform. Instead of building man up any further, you know, I went over there. In hopes, because he had like 1,900 subscribers, so I'm like, you know, that'd be a good way to get people, you know, come back over to my channel once I'm done, you know, bringing this one back up. So we went over there, kicked it, had the Argument League, you know, popping, you know, started doing the post-debate shows, the pre-debate shows, and building in the meantime, trying to stream all day, because there's no life gang over here. And so that's what happened, man, and it's just something that, you know, when I jump up in the morning and I put that link out, that brothers hit the link, they jump on and we start our day. We start building, and then you will come back around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we building, 9 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the morning, we still building. And so then during the debate league, you know, my travels to the debate league, I made it to the playoffs, and I end up losing the debate through, you know, unfortunate circumstances, I feel, of integrity. And so, you know, to leave that situation alone, I went right into, you know, my own intuitiveness, and I was like, well, I'm going to start me a debate league. Because the way that this is going, like, I'm really going to just have to compromise my morality and try to act more wicked than the next person and try to trick them more than they tricking me. And that ain't what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? I want to just bring evidence, have people, you know, refute it or lose to it. But people, you know, that was willing to do more than what I was going to do as far as going behind your back and calling us all of mine, you know what I'm saying, trying to change the topic of the debate and this, that, and other. All right, forget that. So I started my own debate league, and I actually got 9 debaters, and it's set up, and I'm hoping to start the first round Sunday, but it's like no other debate league. It's not, you know, as Solar had upgraded and raised the bar, I upgraded and raised the bar what a debate league must be now. And so it was like, we have actually 9 debaters right now. And what happens is through the rounds, the first round, everybody brings a presentation based off whatever knowledge that they want to flex on and show off on. Then all debaters vote who had the weakest presentation. And the presenter of that presentation must then choose somebody to go into the debate ring with. Whoever wins the debate go back into the participants lane with the debaters. Whoever loses get thrown on the judges panel. So now you see what's happening. Through this process, every time a presentator loses through a debate, instead of just being eliminated, he goes to the judges panel. And so you must have some type of integrity about yourself. You don't want to trick people and get them out of there on the gal, because they'll take it back up because these are the judges. So you must have an honorable disposition, you know, entirely the whole process of the, you know, the season. So that's like, you know, that make me feel better about that. Plus, it's wild because the person that you voted to the debate league may come, debate round and get put out may come back. And now they get the chance to vote against you or this, that, or the other. Or the person that you voted to the debate league, debate round might pick you. And if they beat you, you eliminate it and you get put in the judges panel. So, man, y'all make sure y'all check it out. It's going to be jiggy.
and Chris over there, man. Subscribe. Suave Boss the Argument League. So that's how that came. It came out of the experience I had at Solo Vision Debate League that you know, your last foot defines your next foot. And so based off of what I just went through, I decided to you know, make my next move, and so that's where I'm at. Actually being the owner of a league. So anybody that do want to join or enter to be a presentator, man, you can hit me up at suavebos1@gmail.com and send me your information. We can put you in the league. You can come through with your information. And that's what it is. The Argument League. It's the league.
That's what it is. That's how it is.
I gotta say this, my bad. Shout out to Dude Knowledge Radio for being a sponsor of the Argument League. That was a major point right there, man. I really gotta acknowledge that outside of just being humbled by even being invited on your platform, but it is a true and indeed fact, you know, through that road of support that my brother gave me. I was actually a dark horse in the debate league, and when I made my move, he saw my vision, and you know, he did more than just send out a prayer for me. You know, he actually did something. So that's what I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? If I'm hungry, give me a sandwich. You know,
that's what
my brother did. So shout out to the knowledge, real talk.
All right. I got another RBG artist in the building. I just want him to hear the kind of talent you got going on, so hopefully maybe y'all can collab. Make sure y'all go check my brother Olu out. You understand what I'm saying? I see him in the building. Got to give him a quick shout out. I want him to hear what you're working with, so hopefully y'all can collab. You know what I'm saying? That's Houston's finest right there. You understand? That's Houston's finest. The one of the greatest Houston MCs since Scarface. You understand? Got to say that out loud. You know. So let's get to this track right here. 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Suave Boss, RBG Boss mentality in the building right now.
Get ready, boy. Got some beats for the low. $100, he gon' go. The money coming, kinda slow. When we're that stop, we don't know. So we gon' keep on turning up until it don't stop. Boy, Gary, Indiana, put my city on top, boy. It's time to go hard and do it big to them hoes. Know who it is, nigga, shout out to my kids. I can't fall off cause I'm too old.
Rest in peace to my homie Big D, man. Miss you, big dog. That's one of the songs, man. I love that song, man. Like, when I got there, I'm recording that, my dude was like, man, you made a normal song. Like, you ain't trying, you know, it ain't one of them glorification process, which I like to do. I like to just let, I like to speak the real, bro. And people right. do that every day, man. People do that every day, but they don't want to talk about that. You know, getting up, you know, taking the kids to school, picking them up, you know. Like, I don't like to glorify the murder of our brothers, and I don't like to, you know, defame our women for entertainment. You know, I just rely on the realness, man. That's what it is. That's what it is. So that was one of my... You know what I'm saying? My passion songs on that side of things. I'm just saying.
All right.
I actually sent another one if you check your hangout. I sent you the link to the other one. That one right there. You can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Give me
Okay. I was checking.
Give me a second. I got to put the joint up in the joint. Let me see my partner, man, if you got a few seconds to talk to us, man. Olu in the building, man. Olu, let me get these bars together.
Olu.
Olu. Big Solo, what's going on with you, Drake?
Hey, you?
Yeah, I
am. Good. Okay, y'all good?
Yeah. What's happening with you?
What's going on, G?
Oh, man.
What's good, man? Lou, shout out to Houston, man. Hey, shout out to you, G. I kind of tuned in a little late, so I didn't even get a chance to hear where you was from, man, but I'm rocking with your music, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, guy.
Yeah, make sure y'all check out Olu, man. Y'all, that's why I need to get him over there so I can go through his catalog, man. He got an ill catalog of Supreme Elevation. You see what I'm saying? One part of a three-part series he's about to be dropping out here.
Say that, give him my number. That's it.
Oh, yeah,
my that's too. All that take.
Yeah.
Brother's building, man. It's another divine day. We're trying to make sure we keep pushing this realness, this blackness, this greatness, RBG music, you know what I mean?
That's it.
He said he didn't care where you was from, Suave. He said RBG and he came running. You see that? See how we do, man. I folks don't be playing around.
Yeah, that's
around,
the same
man.
Nation. Same
you
nation.
You what I'm saying? We playing around.
The country within a country. Nation within a nation.
That's it.
All we need is some land. We're going to show out. That's why I'm on that great migration thing, man. I'm trying to get everybody that's like willing to make a great sacrifice. Like me, myself, a lot of people like to make fun of me and stuff like that, but like I'm willing to go back to log cabin times just to back that train up, just to get us back on the right track. But we don't even got to make that great of a sacrifice. If we could just pick a spot in this country and migrate there, you know, rent some homes or this, that, and the other, get our bread up, invest in land, build some homes, and move into it, have our own community, like doing the New Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2019, and they had nothing to do with what they did to us back then, which I don't think will turn out the way that it turned out last time. But yeah, that's what I'm on, man, getting our people together and seeing each other firsthand, separating from this culture. Stop making all these stuff practice. Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Stop practicing, you know, all this coaching and all these celebrations of our defeats. You know what I'm saying? Today, holidays, and, you know, stop flushing all our money fast as we can into their pockets to, you know, participate in their coaches, basketball games, and cheap clothes that's overpriced. Like, we're going to have to make a real sacrifice in order for our kids to be born into a situation where they cannot conceive working for another people. Like, no, when I was born, like, our people had our own, you know, spot. Like, this is how we were doing. Like, we had our little internet gigs, our physical jobs, but I wanted to be in contact with these people as best as possible, you know, with outside people that, like, we need to concentrate on ourselves. That's all it is. It's not a hate for others, it's a love for ourselves. And we can't afford to participate in none of these rituals and practices and privileges that they're forcing you into just to be accepted into a society. You know what I'm saying? That we don't even got need no more classification on what it was based on. So, yeah, man, it just got to get real, man. It got to get real, or we written out of history. Real talk.
That's what it is. Sound like that took up in the whirlwind. Sound like you got took up in that whirlwind, didn't
you? shout out to the boy in the area, man.
You want to hit it with the joint real quick, man, so you know you ain't play pimping,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Y'all can check this one out. You talking about the next one?
I still got to upload it.
Are you talking to Olu?
Yeah. What's the joint you want, Olu?
I can't hear him. Olu, you there? I can't hear him, man. Just hit him with a rim.
All right, let me play this joint thing. Let me see. All right, here we go.
My consciousness tell me to get it. No time for bullshitting. I've been striving to stay sane in the midst of murderous mixtures, a bird's any liquor, disturbing pictures in my mind. play back nines of my people's genocide. So I'm motivated to motivate forward patience to what's greatest for my tribe. I'd rather be hated for who I am than love for who I'm not. Stand for liberation, plan to take us to the top. No second job from the southern side. Son of standing for the time. Where to find all the keys to unlock the divine mastermind, not to mastermind. In search of clarity, I mastered the test of time. Where to find all the keys to unlock the divine mastermind, not to mastermind.
I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that was ever me.
Black for the people, green for the land. It's a war going on, the devil got blood on his hands. My ancestors were captured from the mainland. You started the war, but you ever forgot we grow from that past. Haunting and lost and me, kidnapping the stars and tried to offer me. I see that your table, but you're not able to appease me. With alternate offerings, see I know it's fake, it's your smile. You must have thought I forgot how. You pillaged my villages, infected my sisters, then centuries later conducted fucked up Tuskegee experiments. You say you're different, but I don't see what the difference is. Cause Timothy is fake up from the same flag that Dylan is. Really, it's no need to explain. And this existence is tension between God and the devil until we ascend to the plane. That only features perfected creation. Let it to be who their descendants called upon as they pour out libations. Essence of my lessons. Lord knows I got way too many questions. The world get hella cold when you know you could be everything that's destined. It ain't about what you have, but how it's manifest.
I need a moment of clarity. On the search for eternity and memory of all those that was ever me.
I say, oh.
Sound like the truth to me.
Yeah. Make sure y'all check that out. A Supreme Elevation. My brother Old Lou in this building. You understand? So sound like a collaboration in the making up in here. Squad Boss Old Lou. You know what I'm saying? Got a whole library and arsenal full of artists that stand for our people. So we got to stand for our artists in the same way they stand for us. And that support, and you know, a prayer is good, you understand what I'm saying, but another form of energy is just as good, you understand. So that's an offering, that's a sacrifice, that's an agreement, you know, that's a demonstration of further evidence of support, you see what I'm saying. So gotta use those any way that we're supposed to, and you know, fortify and solidify our artistry, our art forms, you know, our propaganda arms that are out there, you know, spreading the message to reach a wider audience than, you know, one of our, you know, books could ever reach. You see what I'm saying? So we got to use all of these things together, all of these weapons that we have at our disposal to be able to, you know, garner these forces properly and direct them in the way that they should be. So, shout out to my brother, Squad Boss, RBG Mentality up in here. RBG Squad Boss Mentality. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all, anybody else got a question, they got a comment, 929-477-1755. Is that Dash Juan himself?
Who's what?
Who that does? Yeah. So, Squad, if you want to take another little moment to highlight the foundation that y'all starting, you and your queen, so we can get some light on that organization and how people can help.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that too, man. Yeah, my girl Katrina lost her son to suicide, the bullying, you know. Shorty was getting bullied and took it in his own hands to you know, make things easier for himself, you know, whether he saw. So I do expect, you know, to cover you that, man. I know it's a sensitive subject, but it is a foundation for anti-bullying and suicide prevention by the King James Foundation, man. If everybody can head over to it's a GoFundMe. Or the GoFundMe / King James Foundation. So what we doing is trying to acquire the funds to be able to have a food type of system, man, where we giving our lunches and, you know, feeding underprivileged, you know, and being able to get a one-on-one connection with the kids and the adults so that it's more of a community, you know, just so, because a lot of the times these things, people go through things and they feel like they're by themselves and the answer right there, but it's inconceivable to them, you know. To some it's easy, but to them, you know, they will be limited by the offerings that they've been seeing so far. So I was suicidal when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? And it was rough on me. But, like, this is an all new high, and it's in our community now, and we definitely need to put this to an end before we get comfortable in this misery. Because this is unacceptable, and it's not an answer for nothing. So I appreciate you shedding light on that. Yeah, man, if that GoFundMe / King James Foundation, man, for anti-bullying and suicide prevention. So, you know, talk to your kids, stay in tune with them, and never give up on them.
That's what it is. Make sure y'all go and support and, you know, find a way to raise awareness in our communities amongst our young people. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, you see what I'm saying, that are not being brought to light and not being dealt with appropriately. That's why communication is key, and it comes in to have, you know, places and, like, setting up communal environments where, you know, young brothers and sisters feel comfortable and they feel, you know, they have enough trust and confidence in you that you're going to listen to them and hear them clearly. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we forget that our children are gifts, you know, and not property, because we have been under a oppressive, dominant type of mindset in regards to, you know, possession. These are my children, you know, this is my woman, this is my man, all of that. You see, those are possessive nouns. If the intention is there honorably, it's one thing, but when this, you know, it goes into intemperance or to excess, you might find yourself in a situation of ownership. You see what I'm saying? So the same way the slave master did with our ancestors in regards to property, you know, their personification for love is ownership. You see what I'm saying? They can only love what they own, because there's an aesthetic that prevents them from the natural course of love. You see what I'm saying? So when we start to mimic those behaviors, we go through a mental grafting process where we start to look at our gifts as our possessions. It's not the same thing. You see what I'm saying? We are not property to one another. We are complements to one another on a path for total restoration and reformation and reconciliation of our people. So we're added along the way. So the more children that we bring into the world, the more apt we are to move forward in regards to making it towards the goal. So we really have to look out at ourselves and our relationship to one another, and, you know, be wary of what's going on. You see what I'm saying? Who's amongst us? You know, so all of our greats, they all started off as children, and, you know, someone or some, you know, some people saw some vision in them and continue to push them and propel them forward, you know, against insurmountable odds. So we have to have that relationship. So make sure that, you know, we are checking in, you know, with our children, with our youth around us, and we're empowering them, we're uplifting them, we're celebrating them, so they don't have to seek validation for their identity outside of their family. And if they do receive it, it's an addition, you know, not a soul based upon, you know, being accepted. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to you and your queen for taking up this arduous task of, you know, being a beacon. You know what I mean? That's definitely a rough situation to deal with, and, you know, to turn it into a, you know, a situation of power. It's only an African woman can do, to, you know, in the midst of the tragedy, ensuring that no other African child has to go through that process, or no other African family has to, you know, deal with that from that perspective. So make sure y'all support, y'all support, y'all support. You know, share, like, drop some dollars, set up some monthly contributions to fortify, to ensure, you know, that the Balls family, you know, gets this organization off of the ground and is funded, you know, solely by us. So thank you for that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. I appreciate you, big bro. Yeah, we definitely not alone, man. We just, you know, out of touch.
Right. All right. So I think I've stolen enough of your time for the day. Before we go, make sure you shout out everything you got going on, what you got coming up, how people can support you, how people can reach you, how people can view that illustrious music. Matter of fact, we got one more track. Hold on. I'm about to get ahead of my shelf. You know what I'm saying? My joint. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this last Trezak in the building.
That's what's up, man. Y'all can check that one out on the book. It's included in the CD, The Book of James. It's on YouTube. It's on iTunes. It's on, you know, all the major marketing platforms. Shout out to Bingo on the track. Snapping off entertainment, man. That's what it is, man. Check out the album in its entirety on YouTube at The Book of James.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hey.
I ain't never seen no nigga on no horse before.
You and your nigger come out right now with your hands over your head.
I got no use for nigger with sand.
It's against the law for niggers to ride horses. I said niggers, not around my niggers he can.
I wish to purchase one of your nigger gowns.
To buy one of my nigger gowns?
Or your fancy pants nigger.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggers around here because he ain't like any of the other niggers around here. You got it?
We're going to whoop that nigger lover to death.
We got to kill a nigger over that hill there.
Get that nigger out from under that wagon.
They get my son had his glasses and classy trying to get that cool look. Teachers telling them students you cannot take home your school books, cause they don't want you to see the instructions created to teach to them, and sure they don't want to speak to them, letting on you tried to reach to him. Now follow me to the road to success, but it's in the eyes of who, whether you rich or poor, you still just a nigga. You trying to stand for who, and Lord have mercy on them. Ain't too much taking with him, been selling dope his whole life. He died, he probably gonna take it with him. Filling out an application and acting violating him. Over citizen, black or white, fucking a state we can get martial law, threats and facilities, justification, yeah. Instead of spending that money on that, they can help condition the state, yeah. Niggas free your spirit, but they nasty, got some chains on it. Two lands of liberty flag, got a few stains on it. Concrete bones on your flesh, tone of black gold. New nigga purchase niggas, but never knew they can buy souls. You nigga froze.
Hello.
What up?
Explaining me how you get so comfortable in your past that you bring it back up and expect that bullshit to get laughed at. Nigga, where that cash at? You get mad when I ask that. If you pay, that's what you owe us. On my life, we could move past that. I do not know my people, but I know that they were slaves. I do not know their language. I do not know their names. You tell me I'm a Christian, and so that's what I claim. Then I gotta explain why I'm in the game, but to me that shit's the same. I gotta show you what we go through every day. When you can't do what you want to, whenever the fuck you made. Shit ain't pretty, shit ain't gleaming, shit ain't shining, shit ain't beaming, man, it's hard. And every single day I pray to God I'm one of y'all. White folks will let us know how you want it to go, cause I can't play this bullshit no more. When you tell me that it's one thing, but I see that it's another. You calling me your brother, but the whole time we get murdered, motherfucker.
Put a spell on you.
you.
Yeah, that's that one thing right there. Make sure y'all check that whole album out in its entirety. Snapping Off Entertainment, Booker James, man, being on the track. It's your boy Suave Boss, man. RBG Boss Mentality, man. Shout out to Knowledge, man. To the love and the care. You know, the acknowledgement and attention, man. Because that's fuel. Hoping I'm returning the favor for him. You know, if I'm not really the favor, you know, because we don't move like that. My brother just doing what he programmed to do. So I'm hoping, you know, this in tune that we have continue to go and grow, and that it becomes a monster that I perceive it to be. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to you, big bro. Love and appreciation, man, for your presence.
It's all love. It's a duty and responsibility of one another to, you know, continue when we see these things coming from our people to create a space. To celebrate it and to support it, you know what I mean? So before we get out of here, make sure you shout out everything then you got going on social media, you know, upcoming events, you know, the Argument League, you know, the merchandise, everything that you got going on, you got the floor,
everything,
are all everything, you understand?
Everything, and of course, man, follow me on Instagram at the_argument_league, the Argument League with 2 underscores. Simple and plain. You'll see the boy with that with the arm chain with the RBG flag in the back. And also subscribe to me on YouTube at Suave Boss, the Argument League, SUAVE.O.S. The Argument League. We're having our season popping off. I'm looking for this Sunday to be the first presentation day to get the league popped off. We got about 2 months of material coming up, man. Check it out. The information is going to be awesome, man, because we actually are raising the bar and seeing what information people can bring to blow each other's mind. It's not just about bringing information that you think the other person don't know. So it's set up like that. So y'all make sure y'all do that, man. If you want to order an Argument League hoodie, hit me up at suavebos1@gmail.com, man. You can catch me on Cash App. Hit me in your contacts at that same name. Email me, hit me up on Cash App. Leave a message, man. I get in contact with you. We'll ship that out as soon as possible. Let me know what color, what size. It's $50 for any color, any size. And the next 4 people that actually order one for $50, get a $10 arm patch on me, man. So we trying to go and grow, man. That's what it is. Also, hit that fund up to go fund me for King James Foundation for anti-bullying and suicide prevention. Make sure y'all hit that up. And that is what it is, man. Shout out to my sponsors. It's not enough to do the knowledge. Radio. That's it, man. I think I covered everything, man. You make sure you head over there, listen to the album Bingo. Look up Bingo on the track. Order the music on iTunes. Hit them up. It's going down, man. It's the Midwest. Try to bring the coast a little closer. You know what I'm saying? We always been ignored, I feel. Underestimated and prevented to succeed in ways that, you know, other people had the means to. So, shout out to all my brothers, man, of the struggle that held it down and didn't give up during their time of grind, that, you know, just knew what they was going through was only a measurement of what they can make it through, and not looking at it like the world's trying to beat up on them, man. Live long and get stronger, man. This your boy Suave Boss, man. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all souls inhabiting the body at this point in time and able to have this correlation of experiences together, man. Y'all important. I just want to let y'all know that. This your boy Suave Boss, man. Gary, stand up. Happy birthday to my daughter, Yana, mama, man. Shout out to Do the Knowledge Radio. Shout out to everybody in the league, man. I got to run that down, and then I'll be out. So, yeah, make sure y'all subscribe to The Argument League. And let me see what they say. I just want to show love to the presentations that I got so far, man. Shout out to Aboriginal Hebrew, Bilal, Bishop Eliyahu, Claim Your Hand to
Damo Goldmine Critic, Yahweh Ben Nazareth, and Yashar Yao. Y'all make sure y'all come through, man. Them brothers are going to put some good information out there. And that's what it is. It's the lead.
That's what it is. All right, so we about to bounce up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wild Boss, RBG Boss Mentality in the building. You see what I'm saying? Coming through, dropping that knowledge, that science, that love, and that fire on the music tip. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure y'all support him and the Wild Boss Argument League. About to be a one-on-one type of creation. You see what I'm saying? Based off of, you know, facts, not physics. You understand? So make sure y'all support that. And shout out to DJ Black Charm. You know what I'm saying? The other sponsor over there. Got to shout my brother out too. You understand? In the building. So got to make that happen. About to be up out of here, man. Shout out to you, Swab Boss, man. Black Power, Black Love, and Black Future.
Black Power forever, man. Love y'all. Thanks, big bro.
Alright. Hey, like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DotKnowledgeRadio. That's DotKnowledgeRadio. Check us out at DotKnowledgeRadio.com. And check us out on our YouTube channel, DotKnowledgeRadio on YouTube. You can follow the show on Twitter at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter, also on Instagram at KnowledgeBornLive357 on Instagram. Now, if you're looking to be a guest on the show, you can email us at DotKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. Also, if you're feeling the need to want to support our endeavors here on DotKnowledgeRadio, you can send your donations to paypal.me/DotKnowledgeRadio. Also, cashapp.me/$ Knowledge Born Alive on Cash App. So don't forget, tomorrow or this weekend is fired up. We're going to have a sister on, Queen Mother on, by the name of Ty Shaw. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Esoteric Sexual Healing Show. Sunday, we're giving a tribute, honor, and paying homage to our warrior ancestor, Dr. Huey P. Newton. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bunch of people are going to be in the building. And, you know, every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have to talk Black Dream Series, an opportunity to call in, to support yourself, support your brand. We want to know where you're spending your Black dollars so we can focus our energy, attention, our currency, you know, with these particular people, with these particular organizations, with these particular groups, with these particular brands. We want to know where you go and what you spend, what are you lending your energy and attention to out there. So talk Black Dream Series. Of course, we got the Warrior Wednesday series by National Minister of Defense, you know, the founder, teacher of that series, Minister King Samir Shabazz. We'll be in the building every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, we're revamping and rebuilding these series so we have opportunities from every type of angle, every type of vantage point to be able to bring these things forward to you in a fashion that it is palatable to you to be a benefit. So we're going to deal with that. And some more things to come, you know, a lot of things happening. And it's going to be an amazing opportunity here with the family. And surely, so that, say peace, love, Black Power. And we will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir. Just the sound of a voice over here. Y'all niggas got me really confused out there. I make Big Pimpin' or give it to me, one of those. Y'all held me as the greatest writer of the 21st century. I make some thought-provoking shit. Y'all question whether he's falling off. I'ma really confuse y'all on this one.
follow. When them tops come down, chicks tops come down. Like when them shots come out, make cops come around. When the blocks come out, I can wake up a small town. Finish off the block, then I make my more rounds. Stairs get exchanged, and the fifth come out. The tough guy disappeared, and the bitch come out. That's him, I'm usually what they whisper about. Either what chick he with, or his chip of mouth. Cause I've been doing this since chips was out. Watching Eric Estrada bagging up at the Ramada. Table full of powder. AC bro, about to take another shower on my 25th hour. Spike Lee's everywhere, game on a flight. You might see me anywhere, day in the life. Only thing changed is hell, now I'm on the flight. I can touch down and take off the same night. I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. Trick, get off me, you can't get shit off me. I'm so glossy, no sixes on screens. Layback, Maybach, don't even talk to me.
This is ignorant shit you like. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick precise. Come on, I got that ignorant shit you love. Nigga, fuck shit, money gone, boots and drugs. Come on, I got that ignorant shit you need. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick plus weed. Come on, I'm only trying to give you what you want. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, you like it, don't front.
They're all actors, looking at themselves in the mirror backwards. Can't even face themselves, don't fear no rappers. They're all weirdos, the narrows in practice. So don't believe everything your earlobe captures. It's mostly backwards, unless it happens to be as accurate as me. And everything said in song you happen to see. Then, actually believe half of what you see. None of what you hear, even if it's spat by me. And with that said, I will cue niggas dead. Cut niggas short, give you wheels for legs. I'm a K-I-L-L-E-R. CR in hell, shoot niggas straight through the ER. Whoa, this ain't BR, no. It's SCCEO, the next Leo, no. The next leader of the whole free world. The first thing I'ma do is free Siegel. Go. Take off the cuffs, unlock the gate. It's that ignorant nigga that you love to hate. The 07 Ice Cube, BC, so rude. Tell a trick, get these nuts, eat dick like food. Now see if I care if this verse get in. Even if you muted, the curse is there. Yeah, I'm so raunchy, bitch, get off me. Keep my flea collar on, low ticks, get off me. I miss the part when it stopped being by I miss. What do my lyrics got to do with this shit? Scarface the movie did more than Scarface the rapper to me. Still that ain't the blame for all the shit that's happened to me. Are you saying what I'm spitting? It's worse than these celebritons showing they kidding. You kidding? Let's stop the bullshitting. Till we all without sin, let's quit the pulpitting. Scarface the movie did more than Scarface the rapper to me. Still that ain't the blame for all the shit that's happened to me. Let's stop the bullshitting. Till we all without sin, let's quit the pulpitting. Come on.
This is ignorant shit you like. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick for sight. Come on, I got that ignorant shit you love. Nigga, fuck shit, money gone, boots and drugs. Come on, I got that ignorant shit you need. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, trick plus weed. Come on, I'm only trying to give you what you want. Nigga, fuck shit, ass bitch, you like it, don't front.
It's only entertainment.